going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tony Pauline from Sportskeeda. And Tony is obviously a very valued draft analyst and a friend of the show. And Tony, look, I got to rip the Band-Aid off and go ahead and start here with the Jalen Walker tidbit you put out. Just this past weekend, we all kind of wondered, man, can you believe that he fell to 15? What a great draft pick from the Atlanta Falcons. Wondered what the insight was. You had a little bit of insight into this, and you wondered if there was a shoulder issue that some other teams might have been fearful of. Is there any light you can shed on that to give us a better understanding of that situation?
Well, I was told by someone that's close to Walker, part of the team, that he has a shoulder issue which may need surgery, which can complicate his rookie season, which is one of the reasons why he fell the way he did. Now, I didn't get into any details of it, but that's the information that was presented to me.
Tony, with the Falcons trading up for James Pierce Jr., how did you feel about that? A lot of people didn't. They thought they overspent for him. That was too much value put out there by the team. What did you feel about the trade and the player themselves?
Well, I like the player itself. I mean, I think that was the guy they were going to take at 15 if Jalen Walker had not fallen into their laps. Obviously, you know, there's got to be something to that, considering, you know, how they traded up, the price they paid, and the fact that they took, they made that trade for James Pierce. I think with both Walker and Pierce, they got a terrific duo of edge rushers, linebackers, athletes, guys that can get up the field and rush the passer, guys that can disrupt plays, or defenders that can get out laterally in pursuit and even drop into coverage. The thing about Walker is, he's more than an up-the-field linebacker, pass rusher. He's a guy that can drop off the field 20 to 25 yards and make plays in space. It's a high price to pay, and those sorts of moves, you know, can get general managers and head coaches fired if things don't go well and James Pierce does not produce as expected. But he's a terrific player, and obviously they were in love with him, which is why they made the move and gave away the number one pick in 2026.
Well, and Tony, we've been hearing that Kirk Cousins, you know, it's kind of been in limbo, wanted to wait until after the draft to figure out his game plan. So now that the dust is settled, what are your thoughts on where he might end up at this point?
You got to look at Pittsburgh. I mean, the Aaron Rodgers circus continues, and I think, Aaron Rodgers still may end up there. But it's a headache that Pittsburgh seems to be distancing itself from if they can't sign him quickly. I wrote a piece, you know, you have to watch and see what happens with New Orleans. And the fact is, would Atlanta trade Kirk Cousins to a division rival? And as I said in the article last week, whichever team is willing to absorb the majority of the salary due Kirk Cousins this year, which I believe is $27 million, that's probably where he's going to be traded. So depending on what happens with Derek Carr, I wouldn't discount New Orleans.
Tony Pauline joining us, draft analyst and a fellow Led Zeppelin fan. Yeah. You know, Tony, my daughter was born 2 weeks ago, Saturday. She was she's a little restless. Played a little Zeppelin live, How the West Was Won, and I think Bring It On Home was a personal favorite of
calmed
hers.
Her down
I don't know.
A little bit.
But
did she get up in the crib and start rocking, or did she fall asleep?
Well, I was standing up rocking, and she went from being fussy to quiet and listening. So I think it was a good first impression.
The quick story: we moved into our house. My daughter was 4 months old. A Led Zeppelin poster was the first thing that went up in her room. So there you go.
There you go.
I love it. See, that's why me and Tony, we're on the same wavelength. I hope we are here with this when we talk about it. Xavier Watts, he was the third safety in some people's boards. Mike, who obviously played and knows more about the game, we were watching some stuff on him. He's like, dude, he's like a college version of Jesse Bates. This guy is not the most athletically gifted at times. What was one of the knocks on him? But, man, he seems like a ball hawk, high football IQ guy. What do you think about Xavier Watts, the new safety here for the Falcons they got in the third round?
Exactly right. I mean, he is an instinctive guy, maybe not the most athletic, but he makes a lot of plays with his brain. He sees the play before it actually happens. He knows where the ball's going. He was a great leader of that entire Notre Dame defense, came up big for them through the college football playoffs. He's one of those guys that doesn't have mental lapses. He's very steady. He's very consistent. He's very good between the numbers. I don't think he's a true free safety, but they may have gotten their free safety with their next selection in Billy Bowman Jr. because he's the guy that can go sideline to sideline. He's the defensive back to safety that you can put over the slot receiver, and you can use him in coverage, and he won't be a liability. A lot of people were down on Billy Bowman after 2025. I think he really didn't elevate his game, but he was a steady player at Oklahoma, and that is a terrific duo that they selected in the third and fourth round with Watts and Bowman.
Hanging out here with the consulting editor at SportsKeeda.com and NFL draft analyst Tony Pauline. Tony, my thoughts on the James Pierce trade, and now you dove into it a little bit, but I want you to tell me if I'm on the right track here. I haven't minded it simply because of the way the Falcons are constructed, and I'm talking about giving up next year's one to trade back in and get James Pierce. A lot of times when you look at the first round, you talk about going to get a quarterback. Well, they have one of those. You go get, you know, a CB1, a corner. They've got A.J. Terrell under contract for a while. Jake Matthews just signed an extension at left tackle. You just drafted two pass rushers. It just feels like it was easier for Terry Fontenot and company to make that trade because of the pieces that you already have in place.
Well, I mean, we knew going into the draft it was going to be defensive heavy for Atlanta. I mean, if all of their picks weren't defense, most of their picks, or the majority of their picks, were going to be defense. So I do agree with you. I think I would have maybe liked to have seen a defensive tackle thrown in the mix somewhere there. But, again, I mean – a lot of people talked about Pierce and off-the-field issues and this and that. I always liked James Pierce. He's got to get a little bit bigger. He's got to get a little bit stronger, that's for sure, to hold up against the run at the next level. But I think the Pierce equation is more complete with Jaylen Walker because now you have two rookies that you're going to control for 5 years if you want to and if they pan out, and they're a terrific duo.
Well, I want to ask you real quick because you had a great article about the Shedeur Sanders slide, and I want to get your take on that. But when you talk to the Walker people, was that something that he's played with that they think it needs immediate attention, or is it something that he'll need surgery in TBD?
I think if there's a procedure, I didn't ask if he played with the shoulder issue in 2024. I would assume, and that's an assumption on my part, that he did. I don't think it happened. It was something that happened in the offseason. The other assumption is if there's going to be a procedure done, it's going to be sooner rather than later.
Got it. Thanks for clarifying that, Tony. I appreciate it. You had a really good article that came out about Shedeur Sanders in the slide that it was – some on the field that got him out of the first round, but the stuff that really made him fall was more about the draft process.
I mean, it just seemed to be one thing after another. People will, you know, try and manufacture what went on, but, you know, it really started back at Shrine Bowl practice, and right then and there, Shrine Bowl and Senior Bowl practice is the first and largest gathering contingent of scouts and coaches and sometimes general managers in one area. And it was very it was apparent there that Cam Ward was going to be the first quarterback taken, and then he was going to be the first pick of the draft. And then you heard at the combine that Cam Ward is going to either be selected by the Tennessee Titans or another team that traded up. So there were all these warning flags all the way through. And as I said in that article, not signing an agent, I thought really hurt him, because an agent would have helped him navigate, you know, the choppy waters that were ahead. Part of the combine process with these that these players get ready for is not just the 40, the vertical jump, or the position drills. It's also the interviews. I mean, they drill these guys on the interviews, which did, you know, as has been reported, Shedeur Sanders' interviews rubbed some people the wrong way. So it just seemed one mistake after another mistake after another mistake that they never recognized, which led to the fall. And as Mike P said, I think if they had somebody there, obviously they were relying on Deion. And maybe Deion thought he knew more than he did. But if they had somebody on the outside, an agent or whatever, a consultant, to say, hey, listen, you know, we got to do this. We've got to turn the tide of this. As I said in the article, every quarterback that was selected before Shedeur Sanders, not named Cam Ward, either participated in and through at the Combine, the Senior Bowl, the Shrine Bowl, or both. The only one that didn't was Cam Ward, and Cam Ward really didn't need to do it because the word was out in the middle of January that he was going to be the first quarterback selected. So it was just a lot of, once the season was over, it was a lot of self-inflicted mistakes.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Real quick, Tony, we got 10 seconds left. Do you think there's going to be any punishment for Jeff Ulbrich and the whole Shedeur Sanders saga with the prank phone call?
I mean, it's a sad situation. I'm sure they're going to look into it. Something has to happen. I mean, that was just wrong. It was a bad situation for Shedeur that made it even worse. I got to assume something's going to happen.
Yeah. Appreciate that. That's Tony Pauline clearing up some things for us this morning. I'm with you, Tony, like a collective Atlanta shake of the head this morning, man, but I appreciate you hanging out with us.
Thanks for having me.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, You can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.